Conservation groups in Montana are calling on the federal government to overhaul oil and gas leasing on public lands. President Joe Biden paused leasing when he came into office, but a federal judge has overturned the moratorium. On August 31st, the Bureau of Land Management proposed 14 parcels in Montana, covering more than 6,200 acres, for a lease sale in February, and is seeking public comment on the proposal. Durf Johnson with the Montana Environmental Information Center says the Biden administration recognized concerns with the leasing process when they issued the pause.
America's public lands currently are leased for oil and gas through a system that is broken. It rips off taxpayers, it doesn't protect our environment or our climate, and there's a whole slew of administrative problems with the system.
In their letter to the state director of BLM for Montana and the Dakotas, the groups proposed 7 reforms to the leasing process. They include limiting the quantity and scope of sales, requiring a royalty rate of at least 18.75% for all leases, and limiting participation by speculators. The oil and gas industry group, Western Energy Alliance, initially challenged the pause, arguing that Biden had overstepped his presidential authority. But Aubrey Bertram with Wild Montana says there's an urgent need to curb carbon emissions on public lands. She notes that if our public lands were a country, they would be the 5th largest greenhouse gas emitter in the world. Bertram says the Biden administration has ambitious climate goals, and fossil fuel extraction on public lands will play an integral role in that.
I think it's fair to say that the status quo is not going to get the administration to its goals when it comes to climate resiliency and economic recovery. We know we need to do things differently, and this is a really important chance for the administration to put their money where their mouths are.
Bertram adds that 20 million acres of public land already is leased across the West. Last week, House Democrats on the Natural Resources Committee voted to include reforms to oil and gas leasing on public lands in the budget reconciliation package. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.